again with Stephen Foster after the Derby defeat to the Warriors. Again, sounds a bit deja vu. For long periods, we had that game and a few bounces here and there, and we could have come up with a great result on the right end of the result.
Yeah, I thought overall, I didn't think we've come out of that disappointed, because I think it was there for the taking tonight. And we didn't quite get to the level that we were at last week, which is disappointing, especially when it's a derby game. You know, we were disappointed to come out of that, and you know, another defeat, but we could have got some points out of that.
Yeah. First period in particular, I thought the energy and the intensity, we kind of out-wittled, we kind of out-hit them, we hustled them, and we did to them what they've done to us pretty much all season, and I don't think they kind of knew what was happening for long periods.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's the first periods have been killing us when we've played them. The momentum that they've got has really, you know, got them the win at some point in the game. We just wanted to keep it tight. We didn't want to back off at all and put some pressure on. You know, they were short on a few bodies tonight, so it's something that we wanted to get after them early doors, see what we can create, and it obviously paid off by getting that goal there.
Joe Wolves has been threatening to do that for a long time and finally gets a great finish and gets you up and running on the scoreboard.
Yeah, Joe works hard every single game for us, every single shift he'll give it your all, his all, and you know, he's getting more and more capable of scoring those goals now. You know, he made a nice move going into the zone and then he sniped it from there. He doesn't have a big backswing on his shots and stuff like that, just got it away quick and caught the goalie unaware and sniped it in the right area.
Yeah, and then the break came, the second period, and Whitley Forever had the tails up and caught us, I don't know if unawares, but obviously they had the energy for that second period and got those two goals and we were fighting the game from there.
Yeah, we came out a little bit flat, but then the penalties killed us in that second period. You know, we killed lots and lots of penalties. And it's always hard to get that momentum going once you're in that position. So even, you know, at the end of that, we were only a goal down going into the third, so there was always a chance. If we just raised our game like we did the previous week, I think we would have been all right. We would have got the victory today.
Yeah. In the end, as we say, we came out on the wrong end of the score. The result as a whole, we're talking the way the playoffs obviously were with the seedings 1-8, 2-7, etc. It's still there for us to. The higher we finish in the table, the better the quarterfinal draw and the more chance of the final four berth. It's certainly possible.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the after the win last week, the boys trained really well in training this week, moving the puck around great, and that's what we're just trying to get better and better and start having that mentality I've mentioned before, like playoff mentality. You know, do whatever it takes to get those wins. The young players that have come through, you know, they're starting to step it up even more every time. They're not getting intimidated. Didn't get intimidated again tonight, and that's in quite a, you know, a different atmosphere that they're playing in and the players that they're playing against. So they're coming on in leaps and bounds, and you know, it's nice to see that. And I think that's going to benefit us moving forward. That, you know, we're not just relying on the senior players to do it all. You know, everybody's chipping in. The opportunities that the young ones have got has been, you know, they're taking it, and you know, that's only going to be good for us for now, till the end of the year, and for the future.
Games, so we've got Nottingham away and then we've got a home and away with Blackburn over the next 3 weeks. So three huge fixtures in terms of the teams around us in the table.
Absolutely, and you know, you don't know what you can. Nottingham obviously playing a lot better now. They've had a victory recently and they're getting close results too. So we're not going to take that one lightly at all. We're not expecting that's just 2 points on the board. We know we've got to play well for 60 minutes regardless of whatever team we play against. So we've got to be on our A game for that. And then, like you say, we've got Blackburn twice. They're in the place that we want to be at the minute, higher up the board. So yes, we've got to keep progressing. I think we're getting better, but sometimes that isn't giving us the results that we really want right now.
Yeah. Just a couple of things before we finish. Again, the crowd tonight. Derbies always have a big atmosphere. The home crowd shouting, particularly at the end. as a team did the lap at the end of the game. Huge support on the Derby game tonight.
Yeah, I think they're probably seeing us different tonight, that, you know, we stepped up and we didn't let Whitley run away with it and get that intimidation and stuff like that. And I think they've seen us, like last week, you know, look how hard the boys worked. You know, that effort is there every single week, and it's nice that they're appreciating what all the lads are putting on the line every week for them, and hopefully they're seeing some improvements there too.
And finally, just a quick one about Ryan Wardell. Obviously he's third choice with the seniors at the moment, and he managed to get a game in the NIHL with Romford. Obviously, you know yourself, practice and training is great, but games are completely something else. So for Ryan to get a game in the NIHL South is huge for his development.
Absolutely. I mean, Ryan's coming on. Obviously, he's getting there an hour training sessions, and he went all the way down, I think it was Milton Keynes, to get that game time as well. So credit to him for that. And I know once he settled into it, he did really well in that game. And obviously that also, you see that in what the under-18s are doing as well. They went down to Nottingham last night, one of the strongest teams in that league. And it just shows that those boys are all stepping up to the plate, and it's only going to benefit our club, you know, moving forward.
Pleased to be joined by the Storms general manager Alan Flavell after the Derby game. Alan, another full-blooded, I think it doesn't even begin to cover it, but a full-blooded affair here tonight, and a bounce here and there, and the Stars could have had something.
Exactly, yeah. First period, it was all the Stars, really. We had plenty of good chances to have put the game 3 or 4 goals up, and unfortunately we didn't take them. We went in 1-0 up. Like you say, there was a little bit of a melee at the end of the first period, which unsettled the lads as much as anything, but I'm not trying to be funny, but the Whitley and the Warrior lads thrive on that sort of stuff. And unfortunately, you know, it went against us a little bit, you know. Second period, I thought the referee just started calling anything and everything, which unsettled the game even more so. And we just couldn't get any sort of rhythm or flow going. A little bit disappointing in the end. I mean, we knew it was going to be a tough game. But I thought if we'd have kept within touching distance, we might have got something out of it.
Yeah, and it showed the last few games playing against teams higher than us in the division. We've lived with them, we've threatened them, we've kind of outworked them for periods. And this team as a group isn't far away from competing at that end.
No, I think every game we've played this year, we've competed, but possibly barring one where we give it up in the third. But I think we are capable of holding our own with most teams in the league, and on our night we will get the result. It's just having that extra bit of self-belief, I think, and just finishing the game off and playing for the full 60 minutes. Unfortunately, we always feel as if, or I always feel as if, we have a period off, which costs us dear. You know, you just can't stop playing at this level, or you're going to get bit.
Just a quick one about the season as a whole. Obviously, the decision to make this season a, what do you, if you want to call it a reboot, a restart, a refresh, whatever you want to call it, but giving the youngsters the right time and kind of rebuilding from that, it's gone better than you could have hoped for.
I think so, yes. I've been really impressed with some of the young lads that have stepped up. I mean, obviously, everybody's like missed a year of hockey almost, and you know, obviously kids have matured and stepped up. We've got 3 or 4 good juniors playing for us this year that really have really strengthened the team up. It would have been nice to have possibly brought another import in, but with the whole COVID thing at the start of the season, the outlay that you've got to do as far as, you know, flights and ITCs and accommodation and what have you, it just didn't seem like it was a worthwhile or an affordable proposition at that stage. But, you know, it's been a good learning curve for all these lads. It's given, I mean, barring Patrick, I think all the lads are Billingham born and bred, and you know, I think they've come on really well and playing with as well as a unit.
And I think one of the positive things as well is how the fans have kind of bought into the plan this year and have supported it, and they're here week in, week out, and they're supporting the lads 100%.
Well, that's it. I've been really impressed with the fan base. We've got a lot of new faces as well, but we've maintained a healthy crowd right the way through. even when some of the results haven't gone our way. But last week's game against Sheffield, going to overtime and then penalty shots, I mean, I've never been so excited on the bench myself for quite some time, you know. So, yeah, I mean, we've competed in all the games, and hopefully there's still plenty to go, and let's see what we can do for the rest of the season.